This is a podcast recorded at CB Expo, Cannabis Business Expo and Conference, on September 16, 2023 in Dortmund, Germany. At the Deep Dive stage, Daniel Kruse presented the following topic: A Novel Food Consortium and CBD in Food, Supplements, and Cosmetics. Language, English. Enjoy your podcast listening.
The topic you have probably read in the program, otherwise you wouldn't be here in the room, will be our AHA Novel Food Consortium. And let me shortly introduce AHA to you, the European Industrial Hemp Association. We were founded about 25 years ago, and we obviously aim to support the farmers and processors and traders that are working with industrial hemp. Our office, representative office, is in Brussels, and our administrative office and registered office is in Düsseldorf, because we come from a German association. Most likely next year we will change from German association to the Belgium, to the typical trade association in Belgium, in Brussels. My short bio for you: you read it today and then you repeat tomorrow. Okay, I will ask you four questions on that. This is the board of AHA, all people from the industry. All of these persons that you see here do hemp business, either for the fiber or for CBD or for food or for feed, since long time. And we do work together. Let me change this here. Oh, can you go higher with the? No, probably not. I don't know how many slides you have there. I think this will be okay. So here you see all the universities and institutes that we work with all over Europe. It's very important to have the sound scientific knowledge when it comes to hemp. Why? Because hemp has to do with cannabis, and with cannabis everything gets quite complex, especially with the authorities. So what we started were our working groups in the past already, to bring the knowledge of the industry, but also from the universities and from the institutes together. So for all the important sectors where hemp is playing a major role, we started a working group, so to give everybody the possibility to exchange the know-how and the knowledge on either industrial or scientific topics. And definitely, I just came from the other stage, and we had to talk about the challenges of the new German regulatory framework that might come in place already on the 1st of January when it comes to cannabis, recreational cannabis. Will also have a tremendous major effect on industrial hemp, because industrial hemp, as cannabis, will be taken out of the narcotic law in Germany, which then, obviously, because we have the same ongoing process in Czech Republic, Slovenia, etc., some other countries are also pushing forward. I'm very sure in the next 5 to 10 years we will see that all over the European Union. And why is it so important? Because the market, the total volume of the market, the turnover of the market of industrial hemp, according to numbers that we have already received from an institute in the North America, is bigger than all the market, all the turnover from the medical cannabis and the recreational cannabis together. So to free the industrial hemp market, it's important to have this kind of regulation that is now hopefully getting voted for in Germany very soon, because then industrial hemp is the perfect product, is the perfect raw material for the Green Deal, which is one of the biggest topics of the European Parliament, headquarter of Europe, to have a sustainable, crop, carbon negative, environmentally friendly, healthy for us, yeah, as the consumer. And when you see this presentation, always keep in mind, these are all markets, these are all products that will be fulfilled with industrial hemp anyway. The CBD market is just one single market out of that. And it's basically a byproduct. Most people think that we have something to do, CBD and THC is the same. No, both are cannabinoids, yes. Both come from the cannabis sativa L plant. But by nature, high THC cannabis that makes you high, either for medical or for recreational reasons, has low CBD value. Industrial hemp that cannot make you high because the THC level is so low that there is no effect, no toxicology or high effect, has high CBD. So the whole CBD market, as we already learned from my French colleague, by the way, a member of AHA and had a great influence on the CBD market in Europe with his CannaVape case. That is all a market of industrial hemp. So, and this is what AHA is trying to bring forward, that we have a food, a feed, a cosmetics, and a manufacturing industry when it comes to the fibers and all the other value chains based on industrial hemp. Just shortly, before we actually come to the consortium structure, let me explain you what we achieved already when it comes to this food and food supplement market, where we actually want to sell our CBD products. So far, the last years, the last 1.5 decades, 2 decades almost, we had a restriction, a limit of THC on European fields of 0.2%. Very restrictive. 0.3 was long, long time ago, and before that was 0.5, and before that, there was no limit for industrial hemp when it comes to THC at all. There were times in Europe where you could actually farm, actually grow cannabis, and nobody controlled the THC level, but still it was a food or a crop product. Well, the 0.2 was harming, was restricting our industry a lot. Because 0.2, that's like so low that some varieties, especially the ones for the food, cannot be actually used for agriculture. Because botanically, those plants have a lot of flowers on top, on the higher, on the end part of the plant, on the top part of the plant. If you use the same measurement, if you use the same analytical method, or the same method for taking the samples, a food hemp plant or seed hemp plant, as we call them, will always have more THC in the upper part of the plant compared to a fiber variety, because they are very thin, they have very small part of flowers at the top of the plant. So 0.3, we worked for this 10. Oh. Well, I mean, actually, we're asking for it since 15 years, but we worked on it with the authorities in charge for the last 4.5 years. It took us 4.5 years to wait for the next CAP reform, and with this CAP reform, now starting in January 2023, was it revised, so we have 0.3% as a limit for industrial hemp on the field. Now we are asking for 1%. Okay, what we also achieved is THC limits in food. Unbelievable, but we hadn't had any limits for food, or sorry, for THC in food for the last 25 years. We as an industry association, we always ask for them, because if something is regulated in a, let's say, sound, scientific, constructive, reliable and realistic way, it's perfect for the industry, because then as an industry, you know what to do, you know how to keep those levels, and you can succeed. But there were no regulations, so some countries, like Germany, were quite very restrictive. Countries like Italy, they were even more restrictive. So you even inside, internally inside the European Union, it was sometimes difficult to do trading between the companies because one member state had different limits than other member states. Now we have 3 and 7.5 as levels for THC in food, always meaning the ingredient or final food like seeds, dehulled hemp seeds, protein powder, hemp flour, and also hemp seed oil. Hemp seed oil has a higher limit because THC is oil soluble, not water soluble, so it will increase in the oil when you press the seeds. That's why they gave us a higher number. UF means uncertainty factor. As you know, when laboratories check your product, the uncertainty factor is what the laboratory has to state. If you ask them, they have to state on the COA to make you understand how uncertainty is the measurement. And it's a matter of fact that THC and THCA together, THC is delta 9, THC that what actually is psychoactive, while THCA is the acid, which is not psychoactive at all. But for legal reason, you have to calculate both together, and both have a measurement uncertainty of about 22%. So in total, you have 44. So basically, circa 50% is measurement uncertainty. Your product is, at least as long as the authorities understand it, is safe when you have the levels stated on the right side. That's why it says marketable up to. Here you see the regulation itself, ending with the limits stated on the last page. Very short text for 4.5 years. Huh? And we are very happy about the positive impacts. I don't know whether you know RAFS. It's an internal European warning system about something that is going wrong or some risk with food and feed, by the way. You can definitely be assured that hemp had a lot of RASFF warnings in the last years. And we do know that now those warnings will be a lot less, or alerts. We will have smooth trade inside the European Union because we have the common rules. And we are untapping an EU and European, not to forget Switzerland and other countries in Europe, market. And just to give you an idea, we are talking about billions, and the food market, which a lot, if not all, of the categories that you see on the right side that are part of the food market will be supplied by hemp ingredients. Whether it's the seed-derived product or whether it's a leaf-derived product, hemp can be a traditional and very healthy ingredient for all these market, for all these sub-markets of the food market. And by the way, but this takes too much time now for today, there's also next to the food market, there's a feed market. And believe it or not, the feed market is even bigger. So these are traditional hemp food products, ingredients, basically all coming from the whole hemp seeds, except for, sorry for this, too many chairs here. But you stay seated, please. I hope you can see this now. So with all of these products on the top, let's say even with the protein, which we will do next, to make sure that the European Commission clearly states that the hemp protein also is listed, or states that hemp protein is not novel, but traditional in the novel food catalog. The last small but very important victory that we achieved as AHA is hemp leaves. They were not listed in the novel food catalog, so a lot of authorities all over Europe were thinking that hemp leaves are something very special, something very modern, something that we just invented recently. No, actually, hemp leaves are there for centuries, for a long, long time, probably a lot longer than we even thought about cooking them or using them as tea infusion. And they had also a very, very long tradition to be used as tea ingredient or infusion. as an infusion. We had this. We collected the evidence and then brought them up to the EU Commission, and they agreed with us that at least for hemp infusions, for hemp for tea, hemp leaves can be used. I want to make clear here. You can see that this is the list inside the Cannabis Sativa L entry of the Novel Food Catalog, and as you can see, hemp protein is not there. Well, why? Because obviously and logically, hemp protein is in the hemp seeds. That's why you have also the other products stated there, hemp flour, etc. So far, we did not believe that we have to make them write hemp protein explicitly there. But after discussion of getting hemp leaves in there, water infusion only, not something else, only for water infusion, the next one, the next thing we will try is to get the whole list of the products inside this text. And I want to mention that the EU Commission is very pro-hemp. It's not the EU Commission that is actually deciding on what comes in the Novel Food Catalog or not. The EU Commission is only leading the discussion and the decision. And when the decision is done by 27 member states, so they are actually experts from all member states sitting in a room like here and discussing and deciding on this. And the EU Commission has then to do what the member states have agreed on. So right now, we got the hemp leaves back for water infusion, and those are products that have been on the market already or definitely will be on the market again. Here you can see again how confusing it felt in the last 3 to 4 years. Because in 1997, at that time it was called EC, now EU, confirmed that flowers, hemp flowers, even the flowers, were not novel food. A couple of years later, 2016, when there was the first CBD hype in Europe, their decision was somehow different, and they took away their statement, and they said, most of the products are not novel, but we have natural curing levels. Do we have something that makes it safe? And suddenly, it was decided that extract leaves and flowers are novel, which is completely opposite of what was decided long time before that. Then, additionally to that decision that leaves and flowers are novel food, also the European Commission had to check whether hemp, industrial hemp, 0.2 at that time, 0.2% THC at that time, is narcotic. Thankfully, after the Cannavape case that you just learned about from the last presentation, it was decided that hemp, industrial hemp, is not a narcotic. And meanwhile, as I just explained before, hemp leaves are not novel. So you see, step by step, basically what we are achieving right now is what was already clear 25 years ago. It's something like the, when it comes to cannabis, it's that way. We can just be happy that we have made so many positive steps in the last, and achievements in the last years. But we don't want to wait until politicians decide something or until the EU Commission has finally have the process done with the member states. We decided in 2020, after the fatal decision by the Novel Food Authority or the Novel Food Committee, not to wait, to do our own homework and to do novel food applications. Novel food applications for two major ingredients when it comes to CBD, CBD isolate and full spectrum extract, which includes CBD and also small traces of THC. And that cost a lot of money. Our estimation at that time, about 3 to 4 million euros. So we said, okay, let's go for the average in the middle. We have to collect 3.5 million for doing these studies. And together with our legal advisor, Kai Niermann, who is, we're very happy to see him today here in the audience, we created this AHA Novel Food Consortium. The association itself is 100% share owner of the AHA project GmbH, so there is no any other particular interest from any other person or any other company. It's all the industry, the members of AHA, and therefore the members of AHA are partners of the AHA project GmbH. And there are contracts between the GmbH, which is an LTD in Germany, with the companies that are partners and have anything to do with food or want to do business with CBD. And there is a task force, scientific, sound scientific, very experienced task force, that is reporting to the board, and we are managing as a task force the tox studies. Tox studies, as I said before, on CBD, isolate and full spectrum, and for both, for the European Union and for UK, because unfortunately they just left the European Union a couple of years ago. And this is what we are doing. We have to do the authorization for this product based on tox and clinical studies. 3 more minutes. Here comes the complicated part. That's why I will make it short for, and very sweet for you today. Basically, what we have to prove is the safety level of CBD inside the isolate or inside the product mixed with the isolate and inside the product mixed with the full hemp extract, full spectrum hemp extract. And what we have to prove is the safety of a THC level in that final product. By the way, I believe that all these presentations can be found online after the conference, so you can dig into those numbers, and you can always send me an email when you want to be partner of the consortium. Here you see a number of products that are have been on the market, are all right now on the market or will be on the market again very soon as we have achieved the novel food application approval. These other products, they are partly already on the market, for example, the chocolate. Well-selling products, including only hemp seed, the hemp seed-derived raw material ingredient. But all these products can be done with CBD, either CBD isolate or a full spectrum extract. And if you have any further questions and you want to send an email, please note these email addresses. This is actually the only picture, the only slide that you have to take a picture of. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your attention. I wish you a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can find more podcasts on our channel, and we look forward to welcoming you to one of our upcoming events. All dates are available at cb-net.com.